call this meeting to order. Vicki, could you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Okay, are you ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Alrighty. Roll call. Let the record show that Natalie Lopiccolo is present, Sadie Alberts is present, Chuck Franklin is present, Christy Gerardo is present, and Alexis Claiborne is absent. All right, item number three, agenda approval. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
All second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? And item number four, public comments.
No.
Do we have any public comments?
She's not a breath.
All right. Thank you. We're on item number four, public comments. Laura, do you have a public comment?
She might have something.
Yeah. Okay. Alrighty. Hi, Laura. Welcome. We're on a public comment. Do you have a public comment?
Do I have a public comment?
Yes.
Well, I somewhere read that they thought our senior talent show thing we were doing was going to be happening here tonight, so I thought, in case somebody came, I should
be.
This is for the Wrightwood Senior Follies that we're going to do. So, hi, everybody.
Hi.
What you're doing anyway.
Welcome.
Not tonight for the during
Thank
the
you.
Blizzard. There was two videos, but they never
I'm
my schedule more of yeah,
right.
I said, I am an
I just want to take this opportunity to publicly thank, as a citizen, first of all, Tammy King as our general manager for reaching out and connecting with the county, make sure that our community was doing better than we could have without the help of connecting with those other resources. So thank you, Tammy. And also to Sadie Alpers, that her expertise was called into action, and she used that to make connections for Wrightwood. The help that we got that made a difference between us and other mountain communities was because of that connection. Thank you so much, Sadie. And I understand that, Natalie, you and Sadie together, not as representatives of CSB or anything, but just as good, wonderful citizens and leaders of our community, did something to reach out to provide donations and food for people shut in. So I wanted to make sure that that was acknowledged and recognized by all of you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Pam. Are there any other public comments? Right, let's move on to item number five, agency reports. CCJ Porter. Welcome.
Thank you again. This is CJ with Supervisor Cook's office.
Sorry.
Again, this is CJ with Supervisor Cook's office. So just some things I want to go over. So today I was able to reach out to Public Works, just some more information on some efforts going on up here. So I heard today that apparently with the rainfall that happened over the weekend, the snowpack in Wrightwood was about cut in half. So pretty significant, and we'll see more over that over the next day or two as well. I'm sure you're already all aware, I know, but the CPOT is now located at the Wrightwood Library. Thank you for Tammy for working on that. We can talk about that
later. Yeah.
Also, the county is offering a $500 reimbursement for snow removal. So if you pay a private contractor to come clear out your driveway, you can submit a reimbursement along with your receipts and all that kind of stuff if you have that to the county for that reimbursement. That info is at snowinfo.sbcounty.gov. Now, specifically for that reimbursement, the link is snowinfo.sbcounty.gov/reimbursement-program.
Good.
So, if you have any questions, feel free to call our office. Phone number is 760-995-8100. And then I also reached out to the Forest Service just to kind of get a a feel on what's going on in Angeles National Forest right now. I know with the snow play and some of those roads, there's less places for people to go when they come up here. So I heard, and you're probably already aware of this, but they don't maintain the roads regularly, so not going to plow them or anything like that. And it'll just melt when it melts. They haven't closed anything per se, except for maybe one or two roads and maybe a handful of campsites. I didn't get exact numbers on the campsites, but as far as the roads, they haven't officially closed anything, except for maybe one. But because of the snow, it's not passable right now. From what I heard, I'm not sure how that affected over the weekend, but what I've marked today. And then also, we don't know when Caltrans is going to reopen the rest of Highway 2, going down into LA. From my understanding, it will be closed at least through winter. Probably could be as late as beginning of summer, depending on how it is. That's how it is normally. All county maintained roads and right-of-way have been plowed to pavement at a minimum of one lane. Most of the primary roads that run off of Highway 2 are plowed to two lanes, and they are working on the secondary roads as well. They currently have one snowblower out here. They have a second one that's down for maintenance, but they should have that back up. They're hoping either tomorrow or Wednesday. So we'll see what it's like after the storm comes through. So the blowing is a slower process, but it keeps the snow from being pushed into the driveways. Last week, Public Works was working on widening the school bus routes so the buses can get around. And then they also reached out to Caltrans to take care of some of the berms because it created a sightline issue. Lone Pine Canyon Road is reopened today, this morning at 10 a.m. The county has included a message board with the no snow play in the roadway displayed, just for your information. Then also, Public Works will have crews assigned to storm patrol Tuesday through Wednesday to monitor the drains and plows during the storm. For right now, that's all I have, unless there's any questions.
I have a question. If there was damage to someone's property, like their fences or something from the snow plows, what's the best course of action to filing a report for something like that?
We have some of those resources, I believe, on the website, the snow info.
Okay.
But if you can't find anything, I don't have it off the top of my head, have them give our office a call, and then we can figure it out from that point. But okay. I don't have information right now.
Okay. Thank you.
I have them, yeah.
Okay.
I have a question about the snow removal reimbursement. A lot of the town just got like random people shoveling or a snow blower. They don't have an invoice or a receipt. Are they able to still submit, or is that needing an official invoice sort of situation?
That was a question that was brought up. I'm not sure if we got a straight answer on that or not.
Okay. You don't have the answer right now. That's just been a tough question for a lot of people.
I'm not sure if that's addressed on the Snow Info website. They have on the for the snow reimbursement removal, they have on the website.
Yeah, I read through it. It says to submit like what the contractor's name is and invoice, and a lot of people just pay.
Yeah, so if there's something like that and there's issues, have them call our office and we can work with them with it to see if that's something we can help with.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not sure, but we can put stuff in the future to reach out and try to help with.
I have a question. Some people are asking about photos required. And there'd be four photos. Yeah. I mean, they were stuck in their house. They couldn't get out to take
They changed that.
I do remember that they changed that, so the four photos are no longer required.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they put on a notice.
I think we all got 5 feet, you know?
That's good. Is there a limited amount of money that they're going to? So you have to apply quick.
I think they had it was $1 million that was allocated for it, and then as from what I heard this morning, they still have more than half of that left. So,
okay.
Okay.
Any other questions? Thank you very much. Thanks for being
CJ.
Here. All righty. Move on to item number 6, consent calendar, February 7th, 2023 regular board meeting minutes. Everyone look that over. They look fine to me.
Okay.
So do we have a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
I'll second the motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you. All right, item number 7, General Manager's Report.
Not much of one this month. Oh, gosh. These last few weeks have been a whirlwind between the weather and the state of emergency that was declared last week. I feel like the only thing I accomplished this month was a lot of shoveling. The last week and a half has been spending helping the county with coordinating the C-Pod, which is the food supply distribution, rescue plow issues, and a meeting with Supervisor Cook to discuss our concerns and plan for the residents. I couldn't have made any of this possible without the help from board member Sadie Albers. Sadie has been an amazing help throughout this ordeal and went above and beyond her call of duty and never hesitated to help when I asked. I'm so grateful to her and everything she did to help keep me sane. I also want to thank all of the San Bernardino County agencies and employees that were involved in helping our town. There's the EOC, I got all these confused at one point, but EOC, OES, Department of Health, Public Works, and of course our local fire department for being as amazing as always. I also want to thank the school district for having the C-Pods, John Garner, Robert Chacon, CRNR for all their help with the extra dumpsters, and their patience on last week driving through this mess. They did an amazing job. Let's see. Michael Shin with the Department of Public Health. We also received numerous phone calls from, Assembly Member Chris Holland's office. Eric Robles, Chief of Staff for Congresswoman Chu, made contact a few times to check on us. Of course, CJ and Kim, and I know I'm forgetting some. There were just so many people. I got the Serrano Diamondback Junior firefighters came up and rescued a few seniors, Chuck Franklin being one of them. They dug out our Veterans Park. Thank you to Supervisor Cook and his amazing staff for all their hard work. To our CERT team for directing traffic at the food distribution. And a big shout out to Katie Prescott and her mom, Sharon Bernard. They organized a fundraiser that brought in perishables like chicken, lunch meat, eggs, and milk that the county could not supply. And like I said, I know there are many, many more, and I appreciate everyone that was involved. And one last thank you, and that's to the village of Wrightwood. I'm proud and so grateful to be part of this community and the way everyone pulled together in the time of crisis. So thank you, everyone, for pulling together and showing what community is all about. You guys were amazing. Thank you. Oh, I have a few more I forgot to write on here. Roundtable has been postponed. Hopefully within the next couple weeks, I'll do a shout out when that happens. We did postpone softball, obvious reasons. We will still be having the captain's meeting on Wednesday, March 15th at 6 p.m. And then we'll discuss when to have our opening day due to the baseball fields being a muddy mess and the other storms coming in. And I'm sure I forgot a few things, so we will cover those in April, and I apologize. It's just been a little crazy. So thank you.
There is no time. Well, thank you. Thanks for the hard work and all you've done and everyone who's worked together to help. Does anyone have any questions for Tammy? All righty. We will move on to item number 8, February 2023 financials.
Andy, one question I had is for the profit and loss budget performance.
Yes.
Page 2, did we put anything in there for the your staff's office, GM's office?
Did I put that in there? Yes, I believe I did. I believe I did under...
Not sure where it's located.
Actually, I believe that's the one I did not, because we were still discussing it.
Okay.
And we had discussed if we add 20,000 to the bottom line.
Right.
But I never... because we hadn't gotten it approved or anything yet, and I'm still looking. I just haven't stuck it in there yet. I can, if you'd like to see a more...
Well, yeah, before we start giving out money, I'd kind of like to make sure
okay.
we get all the expenses covered if we're moving in that direction.
Did we vote on that?
No.
It was, I was going to look, there's a few more places to look at.
Yeah.
So,
yeah
I'll bring it up next
curious.
Week. Yeah. The next meeting I was going
to
bring
it
up.
Gotcha. It just didn't make sense to put it in the financials then if we didn't even.
That's why I kind of didn't.
Well, there's no actual, that's for sure. I was just looking at the budget.
I wish I could get it to print better.
And the, I know it's coming up somewhere, but the play for the school, they just increased with like everything else did this year.
Not a whole lot. Yes. We're splitting a couple $100s. And we increased the softball to cover. The difference.
Yeah.
It's in the packet, the clay. The clay to
oh,
discuss
clay.
It.
Yeah.
It's in the packet.
Yeah, I saw it someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like 17 or seven. We were going to split 1,700. Ours was like
800.
Yeah, something like that. I thought it had been around 6 before 650.
Everything seems to have gone up quite a bit, like more like
20%. Yeah, so no, we owe it to them. We're using their fuel.
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't been an issue for 4 years, so it should be gone now. I just, you know, I don't need to know now, but if you could let me know where we're putting that in. Where
it goes under softball. It's a softball expense.
Softball expense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's reoccurring, right?
Yep.
We budgeted.
We do it every
year.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's already worth the budget.
Those are the only ones that I had, Natalie. Okay.
Does anyone else have any questions? Chris, do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. All right. So do we need to take action on this, or just move on?
Can we approve it?
We can or if you want.
Okay. All right, do you have a motion to approve this agenda item?
I'll approve the February budget.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries. All righty, moving on to, bear with me, I'm using my computer. Item number 9, Hollis Stewart Park renovation project status. I'll hand that off to Tammy.
Oh, thanks. Well, first of all, we got our money.
Hey, wow, that's good.
Yeah. Probably, well, sometime during the storm, I didn't check the mail for 10 days. So, but we, yes, it's in an interest-bearing account over at DCB. So, yes, it's
how much?
90%.
Of the 183.
Yes, I didn't write. I'm sorry. I should have written the total.
Oh, no, that's okay.
I apologize.
No,
90% of the grant money has come into
us. Yes. And then as soon as we're installed and complete, we'll get the final 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I just don't know where to start. We, as you all know, have been closed. Park is closed. We had a few issues with... Innovative Playground. I mean, I don't know what I can say. Can they drop it? I could just be honest. And...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there was...
During installation of the big rock climbing structure, the top of it, the strap on the, was it a backhoe, whatever, that was holding the top part of the rock climbing, broke. So the top of the structure dropped. We have a witness that saw it, or else we probably would never have known. When Natalie and I did the park walk, there are chips around it, you know, around the where the two structures, two pieces meet. and we felt that that was not acceptable. And then once we found out that it was dropped, we said no. We had two options: to replace or they could patch it. Well, we chose to replace it, being such an expensive piece of equipment, and you know, I wouldn't buy a new car and accept it all dented up. So that is the holdup part of it. The wood chips, we still need a little bit more in two of the newer sections. So those will arrive at the same time, and they will finish it all. Hopefully, it should only take one day. We were told it'll ship the end of March, so we don't have an exact date.
I think it'll arrive the end of March.
End of March?
Yeah,
okay.
So it's
okay.
Already been ordered and shipped, and
okay.
So it should arrive by the end of March.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. So our goal is hopefully to have it open by April 1st is what I've asked for. And I message today.
No, I saw
it. For it to be open by April 1st because that's the opening day of Little League and we'd like the park to be open for that. So that's an update. Does anyone have any questions?
When did you say you're getting the replacement?
End of March. They didn't give us an exact date because the order's in, it's shipped from Wisconsin.
It's shipped from
Wisconsin.
Did they fix the leveling issue? Because wasn't it on a slant?
No, that's an optical illusion.
Oh, it's an optical
it
illusion.
It is, yes. My husband and I even went around on the weekend. He would walk around with a level. No, because we're on a hill. Even the sign my husband put up looks a little wonky, but if you level it, everything's
okay.
Spot on. Oh, they are swapping the swings. I don't know if many of you probably aren't even aware. They're putting the ADA swing where on the other side of the swings where the actual ADA ramp is. Right now, it's on the far side. So we did have them, and then we're getting a few little bucket swings. Mm-hmm. And other than that, that's it. So
we're almost there. Anyone have any questions? Alrighty, thank you, Tammy. Moving on to item number 10, play for the baseball field.
Okay.
It looks like we have Corey Thompson here.
Yes.
From Wrightwood Little League who submitted this estimate. Just background for me, we've done this I think the last 2 years. We use the Little League field for our adult softball league. And so I feel it's fair that we cover half of it and to keep the field in good condition. Right now they've done a lot. We're out working yesterday trying to level the field out and get the snow off of it so that it has the opportunity to dry. I guess I'll just go out and say I recommend supporting this because we utilize the field a lot for our programs.
I agree.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for us or Corey? We brought you out here today. Okay. All righty. Well, thank you. Do I have a motion to pay for 50% of the clay estimate for the baseball field?
So moved.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right. Motion carries. Thank you. Okay. Item number 11, annual solid waste management disposal facility fees. So I will hand this one to Steve. This is procedural, right, Steve?
Yes, you're correct, Madam President, members of the board. My life. Yes. By August 10th of every year, you're required to submit to the county your resolutions for the solid waste disposal management fees, essentially your dump carts. And what we try and do is get that done by June when you're sending out the new carts. So the action today is to only schedule a public hearing on this. We will need to do a notice of the public hearing. Get that published in the paper and posted, and then have the hearing sometime before the end of your fiscal year. So we're just looking for direction from the board on when you might want to schedule that.
Okay. I'm open to scheduling this for the next board meeting, if that works for everyone. And so as far as noticing, how far in advance do we have to notice in the newspaper?
Once a week for 2 weeks prior to the date of the hearing.
Okay.
So we would have we would have sufficient time to do that.
Okay.
Steve, these are things that are put on the tax
base
for individual homeowners.
That's correct. And it's there's no change being proposed in the amount of
$85.14
yes.
For single families. And that has been the same since this was formed. We've never raised it. We haven't asked for anything more than that $85 for the dump cars.
That's absolutely correct. It's a carryover from the county, at least in the San Bernardino County area. Okay. With respect to the LA County area, the board adopted that that fee so that it's district-wide. Right when it was formed, in the early part, it was approved by LAFCO. And since the district's formation, there has never been any increase. To do an increase would be difficult under Prop 218. Yeah. So it's really just an annual action that the board takes to reestablish that fee on an annual basis.
And this is strictly for the dump cars?
That's correct.
The organic waste, which we know is coming down from the state, that's coming in the immediate future or near future, or do we know yet?
Tammy would probably know that better than I, or Brent if he was here. But that is coming, yeah. And that wouldn't be anything that would necessarily be on your tax roll, but we'll see.
All right, those are my questions.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions? Christine? Okay.
So April 4th?
All right, yeah. So do we make a motion to schedule this for April 4th?
Just okay. Direction.
All righty. So we'll schedule this for April 4th. And Tammy, you could please notice it in the newspaper the 2 weeks prior. Thank you. All righty. Moving on. Is that it?
Huh? That's it.
Moving on to item number 12, future board meeting Tuesday, April 4th, 2023. So, that's our next board meeting.
And that one will definitely be longer than a half an hour.
Yeah. And I did notice, I overlooked this, but we're missing director's comments. I don't know if we just make comments.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tonight, or if we don't, that's okay.
Oh.
It's just usually on there, and I just noticed it wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. We'll start off. I just want to thank everybody in the community for working together throughout this emergency situation that we had. All the people in office and all the people who work for the CSD and just all the people in the community. I know that there were tons of people that were coming to each other's rescue, helping shovel each other's driveways, using their own personal equipment, using their own money to buy food for each other. And I know it was just a collaborative effort to get people out there helping. And I just appreciate everything that the board has done, that our employees have done, and that the community has done to help us, you know, get through this. It was a difficult time, but we are onward to spring and looking forward to it. So thank you again, everyone. Anyone else?
I also want to echo what everyone has said tonight, pretty much, but thank all the agencies that supported Wrightwood throughout this entire thing. All of the higher elected offices were very responsive on the LA County side and San Bernardino County side, and that was really nice to see because it's usually a struggle to get people involved. So the fact that they kept checking in with us every couple days of how are you doing, what else do you need, what kind of support can we bring? That was really, really cool. And I want to thank Tammy for everything that she did. We were on the phone all day, every day, trying to figure out logistics for everything. And this community is great, and it was cool to see just the overall attitude. That was a really tough situation for everybody. And, you know, there wasn't much complaining. Usually we are hit hard in the winter season with complaints and whatnot, and people just rallied together and didn't really complain, they just handled it. I want to thank Natalie and her family for running down to Costco, a whole truckload of things that we could give out, making her kids carry them up the stairs. What else? It's been a journey the last couple
so
weeks.
Many.
But it's been fun, and I'm glad that we had a method to do that with the CSD, and that we were able to help the community and kind of put a good note on Wrightwood. We did good, and people saw that everywhere, and I like that.
I think we're getting on the map.
I know. Maybe they'll know where Wrightwood is in the future.
We're getting there.
Yeah, and that's it. And prepare for the rain. Sorry, one last downer note. Rain the next 2 days, another atmospheric river. It'll be a similar amount of rain that we just had, and that was very, very tough on the town. There's a lot of damage that now the snow is moving away. We're seeing collapsed roofs and carports and garages and whatnot. So prepare, get the sandbags at the fire station, the MREs at the library. The county will be up here until the 24th with all of the supplies. Okay. And they'll keep bringing supplies. Go get some. They'll bring some more the next day. So get what you need to prepare your family.
They have firewood now?
They ran out.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect. check on your neighbors, get names and phone numbers, people around you, and we'll do good again in the future storms.
So the fire department only supplies sand, so you got to get your own bags.
That's good to know.
No, they have the bags are inside.
Inside where?
In the department. You have to knock on the door and ask for bags.
They sent me a notice saying that they go to the hardware store.
Was it when they didn't have sand? They had a delayed delivery.
Yeah.
Because I always ring the doorbell, and they'll even come help you if you need help.
Yeah. We can check on that.
Yeah, because they just got a big dump truck full.
Yeah,
that's good.
And just Station 14, they are amazing. Those men and women work so hard every day, and they were out there running calls to anybody that called. They hit their phone is ringing every 5 minutes, the whole entire storm, and people asking questions, and they're out there in the snowcat. I saw them try to go up my street several times with the ambulance, and it kept getting stuck, so they brought the snowcat out. Saw that go up the street. They worked really hard, and they were great and responsive to me, too. Anytime I reached out with somebody that needed help, they were quick on it.
Is it okay to say something?
Sure.
I just wanted to comment. That isn't all the way factual, because there was someone that a group of us were trying to help that had a walker, was ill, needed medication or help, didn't want to call 911 yet, but we followed the post that said who to call, and after hours who to call. I personally was on the call, the person who was the victim was on the call as well. We talked to Station 14, and they told me and her they don't perform that service.
That's a good point, and I'm actually glad that you brought that up, because there's a lot of growing pains in the beginning of this storm, especially with the EOC Emergency Operations Center is run out of San Bernardino. So that was initially in charge of the storm response. That was not a good system. They recognized that, and I was very vocal about that not being a good response and how they didn't know where Wrightwood was on the map. That was not okay. So that's quickly switched to Incident Command being run by San Bernardino County Fire. So I think there was a lot lost the first 2 days, probably 2-3 days.
Yeah.
I think I mean, we had emails going to the EOC for water and food, and they didn't get back to us. So I do think that there was growing pains. Once San Bernardino County Fire took over Incident Command, they divided it up into divisions. We had Chief Pulley. He was the incident commander over our area here. Yeah, the division. Anyway, so once that switched, they were responsive. So I agree. Thank you for bringing that up. But it did get better.
Would it be okay to make a comment?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay. Pam Wright. And I just wanted to say, from my perspective, that fact that you just mentioned, had it not been for you, Sadie, you have the expertise to know how it's supposed to work. Wrightwood would have suffered without you making those connections, knowing that the EOC was removed down to the county and we weren't involved. Had we not had your expertise, we would have been complaining like Big Bear. And so I hope that when they do the problem solving about what worked well and what needs to be fixed, that piece. We don't want to just shine it over and say, oh, aren't we lucky? We're lucky because some people stepped up to the plate here. But we want to make sure that those holes that were evident here get fixed. And so if you can help us do that, advocate for how the system is supposed to work, not when individuals come in as heroes to the community. And that is what happened here. That is. The CSD doesn't have any authorization to do that for us. You guys are in charge of four other things. But as individuals, you came to the rescue for us. This community should be so thankful that you guys were willing to do that. And let's recognize where the hole was, so when we do have some other disaster, we're taken care of. The community's out there saying, knowing that that, you know, could happen, that this was a testing, and they're expecting. What happened to those five neighborhoods that have neighborhood captains that check on every resident? Our the county EOC being removed from us created a problem that could have happened, but because of you guys stepping up to the plate, we know you guys saved us. Thank you.
Closing note on that is that, yes, we reached out to all of the higher elected offices and said, hey, don't forget about Wrightwood. We're here. We need things. And they lobbied on our behalf, and that was LA County, that was San Bernardino County, that was Senator, the Assembly's office, the County Supervisor, and like I mentioned, they checked in with us every couple days after that. So yes,
I received a phone call today from an Assembly.
We got a little forgotten. Checking in. We made some noise, and we fixed it, and we made connections with those higher offices. So it was a good learning experience.
So I have a question. So learning all of that and having to go through it all, are you guys putting a plan in place? You know, for maybe the next.
That's a tricky spot because it's not necessarily our job to do so. You know, it is our job to touch base with the offices that are in charge and say, hey, you know, we need things. So I think it's more making that connection and following up with it. But as far as our organization, we have nothing to do with any of that, really.
I think it helps, like what Tammy's doing with the community roundtable, you know, connecting those type of things. This could be something that could be brought up in the roundtable and used as an example moving forward on something we could do. Just on top of this, or come up with a plan. It is a CERT function. Okay. Yes.
The property owners, our mission is to help support anything going on. We help the Historical Society as they rebuilt after the pandemic because they had a lot of people that weren't able to help anymore. And so we recognize that one of the things that we can do is support CERT in becoming more active for the community. And so tomorrow we're meeting with Stretch, if he gets off of jury duty today. And he's going to tell us how we can support them in making that connection better happen, and what's in the way of us getting more support to rebuild our CERT from instead of having it being removed at the county. So what we were hoping to help CERT do is have a public forum after he gets some training dates to recruit some new volunteers for the CERT. So a community effort to try to help CERT, who is supposed to be our boots on the ground people, but because of things beyond their control, that's not been able to happen. So we're trying to help support him into helping the CERT organization. So hopefully something will be happening in the community to recruit the people so that they can be responsible for their own preparation and that they can help our neighbors, boots on the ground people, before the fire department or anybody else can get to us. So hopefully that's in the works.
Thank you.
One open last thing. I thought it was important to mention Vicki Reinick. I talked to Wes Zuber regarding our interruption of our cell phones. And the bottom line is we only have one circuit up here. So Wes is working with the various providers to update it because according to him, they're supposed to have two circuits so they can fall back on one should we have an interruption. Because over those days, there were a lot of things that could have happened that people couldn't use their phones for emergency purposes. Mm-hmm. So I just want to mention that Wes Zuber is working on that for us.
Cool.
That'll be in the paper this week.
Great.
Thanks, Vicki.
All right, thank you. Are there any other director comments? Okay.
I definitely like to thank Sadie and Natalie and Tammy for the work you did during the summer. I was one of those people that, yeah, the summer.
That's where your brain
wasn't is. It? Wasn't it? But I was one of those people that was locked in my home for 7 days and couldn't get out and couldn't shovel or do any of that type of stuff. And eventually, through Tammy and Sadie, I got the, what do they call them? The Serrano Diamondback Junior Firefighters. I had about 9 of them, 2 ladies and 7 men. It came up and shoveled out my front porch so people could at least get to me, and the medicine got to me that way. But it really, I concur with everything that's been said as far as these ladies to my right. I would also like to personally acknowledge Tammy, because she took a lot of crap on the grant. And for her to come up with them paying us beforehand and not having to wait 6 months to a year to get reimbursed, the relationship that you started with Ann and the state up there, I believe was a big portion of why we got the money. And I think you did a hell of a job to create that relationship and get the money in. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Because that'll help. And looking forward to April. I don't know if we want to do it April 1st, though, Natalie.
I know, April Fools. But that's my husband and I's anniversary. So that's
I would
cool
love to have it open. There are so many people that come to Little League opening day. It would be wonderful
would be really
to have it
cool.
open.
No, I'm looking forward to it. But again, I'm glad to see that the last special meeting, we didn't have any audience members, so I'm glad we had a few tonight. And I think it would be smart to get people here for the one in April 4th, because there's going to be some issues that people should be aware of that's going to be coming down that we'll be discussing, and love to have input from the community, but that's up to them. So, and I want to see the office space.
The facial expression.
like,
what are you talking about?
I don't want people in there.
You nuts.
That's it.
All righty. Chrissy? Okay. All righty. All right. Thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yes.